Let's find out what's going on out of the Crystal Falls Field Office for the DNR. We have wildlife biologist Monica Joseph back on the show with us. Thank you for giving us a little time during a very, very busy season, it sounds like, Monica.
Yeah, very busy down in the Crystal Falls and Norway offices this year.
Well, I want to get into the deer check numbers and what you're seeing, anything interesting for what people are bringing into you to have weighed and whatnot. But first, I want to start with, you know, the fact that you are kind of on the fringe of that CWD surveillance area. And then your tech, Ryan, who we talked to on the show, he's actually in Norway, which is right there almost at ground zero. So what's the feeling overall? What are people doing for testing their deer? A lot of hunters donating their heads?
Yeah, we have had certainly met our quota for Iron County a lot in just before season. In the first few days, we had more than enough hunters offering if we want them. We've met our quota for Iron County. We met our quota for the greater surveillance area, mostly Dickinson County. And the core area, I think Ryan out of Norway said that he thought that they had met their quota by Monday or so. But still around the Iron County area, we're only taking those if people want them tested because we've met our quota. Now and then, again, you get that. Primarily, guys are saying that their wives won't eat it unless we get it tested, and I understand that. So we take those and we test those, and just so everybody's got peace of mind. And then Dickinson County has been very, very responsive because, of course, they're closer, so they're submitting heads, and they are more likely to ask to have them tested for their curiosity. So we're taking those. And I think Ryan said out of Norway, nearly everyone is asking to have their deer tested. Excellent cooperation coming in. Of course, the very cold temperatures are kind of hindering certainly the aging. We have a category we check for frozen if we can't get the mouth open. But for the testing, then, it makes it a little more difficult. Fortunately, a lot of people are just bringing the heads in already removed, which is great. You know, many of them came in here with the antlers already removed. That's great because sometimes it's been so busy that we actually get a backlog of trucks waiting. And so it's nice when you can just get the information you need. Yeah, cooperation from the hunters is fantastic, and we'll meet our quotas with no problem.
Well, Monica, you know, I want to hear about how busy you've been because it sounds like you guys are just cranking for checking deer.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm curious to get your take on that and see where the numbers compare to years past, too. So can we continue with you as usual in our next outdoor report?
For sure.
Monica Joseph, wildlife biologist out of the Crystal Falls Field Office for the DNR. And we'll continue with her later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.